I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette. He is here. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying myself. We're at Stenny's. It's always good people, good place, good time, and we're getting ready for the Great White Death. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I got the list of items that we got to go to the grocery store and get besides milk and bread. I just told my wife, and I'm like, honey, listen, it's a snowstorm. We don't need milk and bread. We just need vodka. That's how we do it.
Okay.
So I guess I should probably lighten up on the vodka tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can see you hanging out and doing that. We're in Wisconsin. Usually it's a good beer, but nevertheless, whatever it is you need, you know. So, look, I brought this up to Paul Emig. I'll bring it up to you. It seems nationally the story has become, and we talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers at the end of the Detroit game, and that seems to be an image that a lot of people aren't shaking. However, it seems like there's many of the national pundits that are starting to say, this is the, quote, coming out party. This is the showing of the Matt LaFleur offense. This is going to be Aaron Rodgers kind of saying, okay, this is what you've been waiting for all season long. You know what I mean?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, for Packer fans, you know, this is what you're going to want to see. And quite frankly, this is probably the week where it can happen. I think.
Do you think that
will be? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Fly.
Because I think the way they play defense, and I think that the offense, the way they've been running, you know, they like to really their corners really like to bail. So I think, you know, if I'm a betting guy or if I have a playoff fantasy football, I want to make sure, or if you're going to like DraftKings, any of those things, you make sure you get Aaron Rodgers and probably, or not Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones and probably Jamal Williams, because the middle of the field should really be, should be open for some of the delayed throws or, you know, check down throws to the running backs just because of the way that they bail so hard on the edge.
So, going into this contest, we were also talking about the defense, and I really believe that it still is up front. It's Preston and Zadarius. It's containing Russell Wilson. But also, I mean, everybody's now kind of enamored with DK Metcalf. And look, he's a hell of a receiver. He's got good size. Tyler Lockett, he's still a tremendous receiver as well. It depends on who you put on who. But do you think that this passing game deems that big of a threat to the Packers defensively, or is it just stymie the run and make Russell Wilson beat you through the air and kind of contain him?
I think you're going to have to make him. Well, first of all, the only way he's going to beat the Packers is going to be through the air. I'm looking at Seahawks and their offense. I mean, last week they had, what was it, 17 carries for the running backs and 19 yards. So there's no fear there, and quite frankly, I think the pass rush is going to get to him, and the key is not going to be Metcalf and Lockett. The key is going to be Tyler Fackrell and whoever they want to spy with, whoever that's going to be, whether it be Martinez, whether it's going to be Ibrahim Campbell or Tyler Fackrell, whoever is going to be spying or going to be the safety on Wilson is going to be, I mean, that's the spot. It isn't, you know, throw all you want. Do what you want to do. You ain't going to run the ball very well. You got to stop Wilson from picking up those third and sevens, third and sixes, you know, when you want to get off the field. That's going to be the key to the game. DK Metcalf, the Packers, they have an answer there. Lockett, they're going to have an answer there. They're going to have probably Tyrone Williams is going to be on him coming out of the slot, or if he's going to be on the edge, then you're going to have Jair Alexander. Tell me which guy, how you got to feel really good about that, and you got the two safeties. The key is going to be keeping Wilson from beating you out of his feet.
I look at Russell Wilson, and I think he's one of the best quarterbacks still remaining, obviously, in the postseason, and still probably one of the top two or three quarterbacks, maybe four quarterbacks in the NFL. We've talked about Aaron Rodgers being able to beat you, you know, and you just talked about Russell Wilson beating you with his feet. Is Russell Wilson just capable of throwing a team on his back and just saying, I'm going to will you to win, just like we've seen out of Aaron Rodgers?
He makes you make mistakes is what happens. When you play quarterbacks, they're not cookie cutter, but there's certain guys that fall into certain silos. And some quarterbacks, you want to rush hard up the middle, like a Kirk Cousins or any young quarterback. With this guy, you want to keep him in the pocket. So you don't want to necessarily go bananas up the gut, but you want to make sure that the whole pocket collapses on him, because as soon as he gets outside the pocket, he is deadly as anybody, and probably the best right now as far as being able to throw out of the pocket. The best quarterback feet and legs that'll beat you is playing in the AFC. But if you're looking at the NFC, so Russell Wilson is the one. So it's kind of, you got to kind of rush him hard, wide, and then kind of collapse him that way. But you're better keeping him in the pocket and not sacking him, because he's got to throw over those tall trees in the middle, and that's when he throws picks.
So I'm reading it basically as, if you contain Russell Wilson, you're going to win the ball game, and I believe that as well. Now to the opposite side, going to Aaron Rodgers, the statistics were done and posted in PackersNews.com, and basically his numbers when he holds onto the football, where it used to go up dramatically, where he made his name, have gone down dramatically. And I think on one hand, I look at that and I say, okay, that's proof of a lot of the things that we've seen via the eyeball test. But on the other hand, he had Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, James Jones, Jermichael Finley, Randall Cobb. He had these guys to throw to, all in improvisational times, whereas now it's Devontae Adams, Jimmy Graham, Alan Lazard. You know what I'm saying? Are those statistics, I mean, to do the story, I understand it. You look at it, you look at it numerically and say, okay, it's different. But then again, you look at it and say, yeah, it is different, but also the surrounding cast is vastly different talent-wise as well, wouldn't you say?
Well, look, think of it this way. Back in the day, Devontae Adams was the number three receiver. So if you put that into perspective, that now he's your number one, what is your 2-3? I mean, the Packers have one number one, or, you know, if you use the moniker number one receiver, and they got a bunch of 4 and 5s. And there's no getting around it. That's the way it is. So you're absolutely right. And you know, you look at the tangibles, height, speed, catch radius, all those kind of things with their current staff or their current roster isn't bad. But the problem is it's between the ears and not being able to understand space and not being able to understand where Rodgers is throwing the football and being able to come back. Now, where the Packers are stronger than in the past is they got the running backs that you could put the ball in their hands at you know, it's 3rd and 6, give them the ball with 3 yards, and they can go get it. It's different because that's not how Aaron Rodgers has played football for 13 years. And now it's a completely different deal. He needs to be able to trust and throw the ball to those guys so that they can go out. He doesn't need to throw the ball past the sticks all the time. He needs to get it to the right guy because they will get it past the sticks on the ground. But he needs to be able to understand, especially this defense. I watched 5 minutes of film, and I thought, holy cow, Aaron Jones is going to have 10 catches for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, it just, the way that they play defense and they stop everything deep. So the deep ball, unless they can get a breakaway, is probably not going to be there much on Sunday. But everything underneath, and the Packers, you know, they say, you know, some people will say the Packers can't chunk it down the field, but they did it against the Vikings. They did it against KC. They can do it again.
Always good to chat, my friend. Enjoy the weekend. And then if you're around, come and join us for the postgame show over at Hinterland, because I'm sure it's going to be a wild one on Sunday night, and we're going all the way until midnight, okay?
Hey, what time do you start the show at?
I believe it's about 9 o'clock. You know, right after the game ends, we're going on the air. So whatever time the game gets over, we get going. So we're ready
okay,
for it.
So you're not
looking forward to it.
Before the game ends. Okay, I will stop in for sure. I will see you there.
All right, buddy. Talk to you then. All right, there you go. That is Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.